morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, March 31st, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are your headlines. United Workers Party held two more massive public meetings last night. Caribbean can expect continued U.S. cooperation on security. And EU sets out phased Brexit strategy. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
The United Workers Party, UWP, Team Dominica held two more massive peaceful public meetings last night in Portersville and Roseau, which were frequently punctuated with loud chants of "Scared must go." Supporters turned out to stand in solidarity with the United Workers Party. U.S.-based Dominicans in Defense of Democracy addressed the large gathering via a video presentation from Washington, D.C. Speaker after speaker gave reasons why Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and his entire cabinet should resign from office. They highlighted some of the failures and shortcomings of the DLP regime, including dishonesty, lack of accountability, lack of transparency, oppression of opposition, failure to provide jobs for the people of Dominica, and the failure to develop the economy of Dominica after being in office for 17 continuous years. Many speakers lamented the untransparent management of the Citizenship by Investment program and the lack of accountability of the proceeds of that program, as well as the issue of diplomatic passports to persons who were subsequently arrested, some of whom are now awaiting trial in courts in the United Kingdom and the United States. And many more speakers outlined what a United Workers Party administration would do for the people of Dominica in terms of strong agriculture, tourism, agribusiness, manufacturing, sporting facilities, modern healthy lifestyles, technology-based industries, and more, with jobs, better health, higher living standards, and prosperity for all Dominicans, especially for the poor and underprivileged. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton lifted the enthusiasm of the large crowd to the highest levels of the evening as he spoke about the United Workers Party's plans to transform Dominica into the best place to work, the best place to live, and the best place to enjoy life. Linton brought the curtains down with a pledge to lead the United Workers Party to a sound victory at the next general elections, whenever it is called, and ensured that there are no more elections in Dominica without necessary election reforms. Q95 will bring you more from the speakers at the United Workers Party public meeting in their own words in a subsequent newscast. Meanwhile, United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton says the criminal abuse of elderly will come to an immediate end under a United Workers Party administration. Linton was speaking in reference to the broadcast of the government's Yes We Care program on its GIS cable network. He says this disgraceful condition under which Dominicans are being placed by this current administration will come to an end when the United Workers Party is elected to run the affairs of this country.
This disgraceful condition in which Dominicans have been placed by Roosevelt Skerrit must come to an end. And it will come to an end when we get rid of this Prime Minister, when we have free and fair elections, and a United Workers Party government is elected to run the affairs of the country. We will restore the pride and dignity of Dominicans. You see that nonsense of parading our seniors in front of the television every night, because you are giving them assistance from the public purse. The day we become the government of Dominica, that disgraceful In my view, criminal abuse of elderly will come to an immediate end. GIS will not be able to put one more tape on the air where a senior citizen benefiting from state assistance is being paraded like some commodity for the political benefit of a political party. It is not going to happen.
In more news, Establishment Personnel and Training Department, EPTD, through the Reform Management Unit, is undertaking an anonymous customer satisfaction index survey. Officials say it has been recognized that improvement in customer service and overall customer experience is key to the achievement of a modern, efficient, and sustainable public service. According to a release, the survey is geared at soliciting the views of the general populace in order to collect, analyze, and comprehend the public's perception with regards to the level of customer service provided by the public service. The results are expected to assist in evidence-based decision-making, to include improvements in service delivery, and to complement existing initiatives undertaken geared towards a transformed public service and overall economic development. The Customer Satisfaction Index survey will run throughout the month of April. Links to the survey will be available on the government website, and that's www.dominica.gov.dm, and on GovNet, that's GovNet, for public officers. Awareness is one of the pillars of tourism for the island's tourism ministry, and Tourism Minister Robert Tong says more work has to be done to ensure that more persons become aware of the country. Tong says Dominica is often mistaken for the Dominican Republic, while many continue to say they have never heard of the island. He says so far they have been making strides in bringing awareness to the destination.
Some of the ways that we do that, we have to invite press journalists, and also we have what we call familiarization trips. So we bring people to Dominica, writers to Dominica, so they can experience what Dominica has to offer. Then they go back and they write stories on Dominica and publish about Dominica. So all the lovely stories that you see that are coming out in the media all over the world, talking about Secret Bay, talking about Tito Gorge, talking about our Trafalgar Falls and our Emerald Pool. These are specific things that we're doing to try and improve on that. And obviously, the more people who know about our beautiful island of Dominica, is the more they'll hopefully want to come to Dominica.
In more news, U.S.-based Dominicans for the Defense of Democracy solidified their solidarity with the United Workers' Party in a video message which aired at last night's massive public meeting in Roseau. According to member Mathleen Edwards, their Washington-based group is ensuring that the international media paid close attention to the events occurring in Dominica. She confirmed that the group has already contacted a human rights agency, which has indicated they will prosecute in the event any crimes are committed against human rights in Dominica. Edwards urged the United Workers' Party and Dominicans in general to pursue good governance. She sent a clear message to the Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrit, and his cabinet that they will not stand for any dictatorship in Dominica. In the region can expect continued cooperation with the United States under the Trump administration in the area of security, says Bridgetown-based U.S. Ambassador Linda Taglia-Latella. She was responding to questions about the likelihood of U.S. relations with the Caribbean changing because of the policies of President Donald Trump. I think it's been very clear that Mr. Trump and his administration have been highly supportive of security, and because of the security ramifications with the Caribbean and the fact that we consider them our third border, there is always going to be an engagement with the Caribbean. There may be some shifts in some of the programs that we do here in the Caribbean, but for the most part, we will continue to maintain and sustain a relationship with the Caribbean nations, Taglia-Latella stated. And the EU has outlined its strategy for Brexit negotiations, suggesting talks on a trade deal could begin once sufficient progress is made on a separation settlement with the United Kingdom. The draft guidelines issued by European Council President Donald Tusk argue for a phased approach in talks. The draft will be sent to the 27 member states for approval. They will set the tone for 2 years of negotiations. Britain formally triggered the Brexit process this past Wednesday. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. United Workers Party held two more massive public meetings last night. Caribbean can expect continued U.S. cooperation on security. And the EU sets out phased Brexit strategy. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your IR reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.